To you, the SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario. Online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles. A roaring anomaly and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome, my good sentries, to an audience in the Observational Tower, the interview performance series I conduct here through the SMK. We are live in the studio at CFRU 93.3 FM within our green screen dream machine, streaming live on CFRU's YouTube channel with amazing visuals and gorgeous people. In today's session, for a striking shift in our gaze, we are entering the loud, head-banging sphere of death metal with local Guelph band I have been acquainted with for the last few years now, and finally have them here in our tower. Welcome is in order for World Eaters. Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hey guys, thank you so much for coming into the Observational Tower this day. How are you all feeling?
We're fired up, we're ready to go. Thanks for having us, Nicholas.
You're welcome. Before I let you loose on music, would you introduce yourselves and the instruments and the positions you are in the band?
I'm Adam. I do the screaming and the sweating.
Hi, I'm Winter, and I do the drumming. I hit things
hard, lots, and fast.
Nice. I'm David. I play guitar and do backing vocals.
I'm Jacob. I'm the other guitar.
I'm Michael. I play bass and synthesizer sometimes.
Yes.
All right. Awesome, guys. I'm glad to have you here, and because I've played metal on my band in my show a few times. It's been hit and miss for me for metal, but I love your music, and we'll get into it. Like all the, inclusion that you guys have with the music. So I'm happy to have you here. So I will let you loose now on your first musical segment. I'm excited. Going to do some headbanging myself.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. This song is called Tomb World.
We'll be right back.
Got him.
That was World Eaters here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope for our new audience in the Observational Tower here live at CFRU 93.3 FM. Whoa, that was incredible. That was like theatrical. That's so theatrical. That's what. And yes, I love it so much.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
And actually, a neat fact, I actually guested on the recorded recording of this that David asked me to do years ago now. And I heard where I would have been playing. And you did a good job. Jacob,
yeah.
Right? Jacob, yes. Yeah. Yes, you did incredible. It would have been better with bass clarinet, though.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm a little offended that you didn't come in and shred down, but that's okay.
You can always ask me for a guest in a live concert sometime.
Hell yeah. You know. Sorry.
Yeah. All good. Why don't we start our interview now? Proper interview. So, to begin, I have my segment here called Light and Deep. I'll ask you a deep question and a light question.
Sounds good.
We'll start off with the harder, deep question. So, what does community mean to you, and how do you see peaceful interaction between different, possibly conflicting communities?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I'll answer on this. Community to me means the chosen family, and that is like first and foremost the most important thing. You know, some people out there, they don't have the best families, and no matter what, you know, you can find community and find friends, and at the end of the day, those people are the ones who really matter the most to your life mm-hmm. and your social well-being.
I actually, not a great metaphor, but like a decent metaphor for this question came to me in the shower the other night. And I kind of see community as a like rich, fertile soil that you'd find in the forest. Like, you know, the deep black soil that mm-hmm. you find there that's had like all these things like live and die to make that soil. So, like, you got dead leaves, you got dead animals, you got logs, you got fungus in there. It's all in there, and out of that sprouts the forest. And in that same way, I think you could get people from... Sorry, I'm out of breath. All walks of life coming into this thing, which is the soil, the community, and, like, living and dying, and dreams live and die in the soil, bands live and die in the soil, and out of that, like, sprouts beautiful things, because the soil... People like branch out and go into whatever walk of life they go into, and the soil. It's not the best metaphor, but I thought like it would do.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's a good metaphor. That was awesome.
No, that's good. Like, I'm a gardener myself, so I resonate with that a lot.
There you go.
And I hear that. Like, you have to like connect and like give into the community as well, and you'll find your people. And yeah, just...
You gotta bleed. You gotta bleed into the soil.
Not too much, though.
Not too much, just a little bit.
Yeah, just enough to give back.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Like, I'm sure as a gardener, every now and then you nick your thumb and you're like, well, these tomatoes are gonna be delicious later, you know?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe the roses would be better.
Just from a rose on the thumbs. There.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Does anyone else have any input for this question?
I don't think I can put it better than you put it.
No. Yeah, those are two phenomenal answers.
Very beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, thank
yes.
you. Yeah.
I think that sums it up.
Very awesome. Thanks, guys. And so now for my light question, which is kind of silly. Do any of you guys know Monty Python?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, my question is, what are your quests?
Michael, what are your quests?
I'm clamming up here.
He's searching for the Holy Grail.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously. Yeah. But I wasn't sure if I was answering in the quote or if it was an acronym.
Well, both of your answers in that regard are the same. You're finding the Holy Grail.
That's true. Yeah, it is. 100%. You're right. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's what we're doing after this. Thanks, we have an appointment for the, you know, searching for the Holy Grail.
Yeah, we're going to go get dinner, and then we're going to go find that Holy Grail.
Yay.
Ideally ramen. Our quest is ramen. We're gonna.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
You get two marinated eggs. You have the perfect dinner. That's the exactly right amount of food.
that you leave satisfied.
I need some to show you after this.
That's
big time.
I was just going to go to Bob's hot dog stand.
Bob's also. Bob's is going to be closed.
Damn. Shout out Bob's Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
We love Bob.
Great at guitar, great at whistling,
He's
great
so
at hot dogs.
So good at whistling.
So sick.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for this light and deep segment. So now, I guess I'm going to be focusing more on David for this musical background of the band, because David, we met, it was during the pandemic, I believe, right? That's when we got to know each other, or did we know each other before then?
I think we had, like, a couple online interactions, maybe, like, in passing or something, like, nothing, I wouldn't say we met before the pandemic, like, just a little bit of, like, DMs or something here or there.
Yeah, because, like, technically, well, we've talked with your previous band, group band, the Breaking English, back in, I have 2020, and I'm interviewing a Far From audience feature, which was pretty great.
Thank you.
Oh, some shuffling going on. No, you gotta hydrate.
Hydrate
or dihydrate.
And, was this during the pandemic, I should say. This was when World Eaters started as a solo project, correct?
Yes, correct. It started pretty much March 2020. Like, as soon as I started working from home, I was like, well, I have time on my hands. And then World Eaters started.
Yeah, which is pretty awesome. So I guess going now even further back, how did you find your love for metal music to come up with World Eaters?
It's not a very exciting story, I don't think. It was a slow burn for me to get into metal, and, like, I would probably just have to credit, like, friends in high school who got me into metal bit by bit. But, like, I distinctly remember, we were joking about Dave Mustaine earlier, but I distinctly remember listening to, Rust in Peace. I, like, downloaded off of LimeWire, and if you don't know what LimeWire is, that's all right. Well, okay, yeah, we just showed our age. But anyway, I remember downloading Rust in Peace off of LimeWire and listening to it, and I went, oh, this is way too heavy for me. I can't do this. This is scary. And then it took me, like, a while, and eventually I, like, warmed up to it. And then pretty much every step into more extreme music was like that, where I listened to, like, I distinctly remember listening to In Flames for the first time, and I was like, oh, this is really scary. I can't do this. And then eventually I got into it. And it's just been a slow burn ever since. But I got to credit, like, all my friends for getting me into it. I was not, like, one of those kids who heard Slayer at 6 years old and was, like, a metalhead immediately. I don't know if that's a particularly good answer, but that's generally how that came about. And then, I just needed to riff. Had the desire. Yeah.
No, that's a really good answer. Friends is a good source of discovering and new music that you later enjoy, like music tastes evolve over time, and like that's just a good excursion into the new music. I certainly recall that Bolt Thrower is a huge influence for on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Bolt Thrower for your music. Who else in addition to Bolt Thrower inspires you guys in general and for World Eaters?
I mean, vocally, I got a for sure. I think my favorite vocalists like that for harsh vocals are definitely Dylan Walker from Full of Hell, Nils Frykdahl from Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, Luke LeMay from Gore Guts, obviously MC Ride in all facets of life from Death Grips, and there's one more I forgot, but you guys go ahead. What else? What do you guys got?
For me, I've been obsessed with three bands mostly. I always come back to three. Number one is Worm, number two is Tomb Mold, and number three is Phobophilic. And I feel like these cats are cooking up some of the sickest death metal out there right now. And if you haven't heard of them, now you have. Go check them out.
Nice. I think I've actually played Worm before, years ago.
Sick. Nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah, they're very experimental, I believe.
Yeah, they go a lot of different directions with every release. Like, if you listen to it, like, from the start of their discography onward, you can get a sense of progression. But each album so far has been kind of different. Same sort of flavor, but stylistically different for sure.
Awesome. Any other influences?
I'd have to say that probably the best guitar player of all time is Alex Lifeson. Every solo is exquisite and divine. Big lush. I love open strings ringing out, which is why Tomb World is like my favorite song to play ever. Because you get this big cacophony of like lush sounds and strings layering on top of each other. So, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Alex Lifeson rocks.
For me, I'm going to give mostly non-metal answers here. Biggest influences in my life have been the Mahavishnu Orchestra, specifically Billy Cobham's drumming, Devo, XTC. That's actually more of a new one, but I'm just obsessed with XTC lately. Fishbone. Yeah, I come from mostly a punk background, but, you know, one of my first concerts was my dad taking me to see the Ramones and Metallica and Soundgarden. So that really kind of formulated who I am as a person now.
The path.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. I guess to let you guys into my like metal kind of world, I'm usually just more into the progressive metal sphere. Like, what band comes to mind is a Tesseract.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's got the King song. That King song's sick.
Yes. Yeah. Daniel, that's his name. It's been a while again, but that album was extraordinary.
Yeah, that song's really cool. I really like that one song. Yeah. I haven't delved into the full album yet, but that song is objectively awesome. Yeah,
awesome. So now, David, I've known mainly for the last couple of years World Eaters as a solo project, but I just discovered you telling me, like, well, in our emails for this session, you have 5 band members now, a full fleet. How did this happen?
Blame it all on Winter. Oh geez, how did we meet originally? You bought a tape?
You posted the Hellbreather split, and you were saying that you're selling tapes for $5, and I'm like, this death metal is so rad. I will for sure buy a tape for $5. And so we met up, and I'd started listening to it like pretty often because the music's just great. So when we met up so that I could grab that tape, I was like, hey, I want to do drum covers of your stuff and like post it on YouTube. So if I could get like the stems and delete the program drums, that'd be really rad because this music is too good to not have real drums on it. It's a damn shame that it has program drums. And then the next time we met up, what was that? I think I was giving you like some like merch, like sample merch.
Yeah, it was a shirt demo or like a mock-up of a shirt.
Yeah. And maybe also grabbing the Armored Spearhead tape as well. I think we, or maybe that was just prior. I can't quite remember the timeline of things. Yeah. So somewhere along those lines. Before I could even get around to covering the music and posting it on YouTube, you were like, hey, can you please drum for me live? I'm being asked to play live. I was like, yeah, okay.
I think I said it originally as like a, I feel like in my head you were the one who were like, I'm playing for you now. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember being incredibly nervous the first time we jammed because I was like, oh my God, if I mess up these songs in front of somebody who wants to play with me, I'm going to be incredibly embarrassed. But it went pretty smoothly, I think.
Yeah, it went really rad. I remember like sitting there drumming the part and just geeking out, being like, wow, Mr. World Eaters is in my room playing my amps, like playing the riffs.
Dr. World Eaters.
Dr. Professor World Eaters.
Yeah, MD.
At law.
So yeah, that's how that started. And then it was the two of us for a little while. And then I believe Adam was next.
Yeah, I just heard them on The Walk Show. Listen to The Walk Show, a great local podcast. I heard them saying that they were assembling a live unit and they needed a vocalist, and I love doing vocals. It's very fun for me. I thought, wow, that'd be very fun. I worked with David on Hellbreather and also just doing the album covers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was already a fan. I was listening to that episode for petty reasons. I was hoping I'd get a shout out, and I got one, and so it was worth my time. That was great. And I heard they were looking for a vocalist. I'm like, hell yeah, that'd be great. And David was like, yeah, let's do it.
When was this time around?
This was mid-pandemic, I would say 2021.
Yeah, I think it was just after the Grinding Advance tape came out.
Because, yeah, I was doing promo for that, and then Derek asked about live shows, and I was like, I have a hard time doing vocals and playing guitar at the same time. I would need a vocalist. And then Adam heeded the head the call. I don't know what the past tense of heed is.
You heeded the call.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know where Jacob and Michael came in.
I know where I came in.
There you are.
A friend of mine showed me World Eaters and was like, hey man, it's a cool Guelph band. And and then I think I just shot David like an Instagram message like, hey, if you ever want to do live stuff, let me know. And I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly. There's something like that. It was just like a couple Instagram messages, and then it was like, okay, let's go grab a beer and talk and see what's up.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, okay, this guy's not a weirdo.
Yeah.
And he can actually play guitar. Okay, cool. And then, yeah, I feel like with everyone, it's very fortunate to just be, like, a good fit from the start.
Yeah, that's actually been kind of insane, is, like, all five of us just, like, there's... No one's been replaced. Like, it's not been, like, a cycling door of people. It's, like, the first time, it was, like, we got the person, and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So...
We just locked in. It was destiny.
Yeah.
Serendipitous.
For me, I was the last to join, right? Yeah. And I was playing bass in another local band called Baby Labor.
Oh, yeah, I know Baby Labor.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Baby Labor.
Don't get me started. Yeah. And then Dana recommended me from Bonnie Trash, right?
Yeah, shout out Dana from Bonnie Trash and Habit.
Because, I didn't know anyone in this room. Actually, I guess I probably met Adam once or twice.
We met through Jer Cavan.
Yeah, I also used to play in a skate punk band, play drums in a skate punk band called Got Social, also RIP. so that would have been where we would have met. But then David reached out to me, and we met up for a beer, and I was like, I don't know, death metal. I don't know if I can play that fast. Up until I joined Baby Labor, I had never really played any instrument in a band other than drums. So, it's been really fun to learn and, get better at bass. Yeah.
Awesome. It's like, it's great to find like the band members that click together and just make great, amazing music together.
Yeah, I think we're all really grateful that we are a band. it's pretty obvious. We all love each other. We're all.
Yeah. Beyond like the music being really cool and us all loving that, like, I love these guys so much.
Yeah.
They're really rad. They're like some of my best friends ever.
Chosen family.
Exactly.
Yay.
100%.
Hearts. Why don't I let you loose again for another musical segment, guys? You're itching to get more aggression out.
Are we doing one right after another?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to play a song called Deathcore, which you may or may not know. And then we're going to play a song called The Butcher's Nails, which you definitely do not know because it is new.
Ooh. It's exciting. Well, here is World Eaters here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.